Originally, Sunday hours at the Ketchikan Public Library were going to cost an extra $95,000. That's the salary and benefits for the equivalent of 1.65 additional staff members. But the Ketchikan City Council balked at that increase and asked management to take another look at the numbers. City officials came back with a pared-down plan that still will offer a Sunday opening, but for much less. The staff increase now is 0.375, with an equivalent salary and benefit cost of just $16,000 over the current year. Here's Council Member Matt Olson.
I appreciate the library staff going through, relooking at the budget, and coming up with these new estimates and time and calendar scheduling changes. I understand it will have an impact on them, and they'll have, some of them will be changing their schedules accordingly. I greatly appreciate it, and I know the community does too.
The motion to approve the revised plan for Sunday hours at the library passed 6-1, with Council Member Dick Coos voting no. Community grants are an annual target for budget cuts. They're grants from the city and Ketchikan Public Utilities for local nonprofit agencies. Many of the recipients use the local grants as proof of community support when applying for state or private grant funding. A few years ago, city officials tried to come up with a funding formula for grants and tied the amount that would be provided for nonprofits to the city's sales tax collection. The city raised sales taxes this year, so according to the formula, the grants should go up too. Councilmember Dick Coos objected to that. He says the projected sales tax collection is too optimistic.
Business is not good, and you talk to businesses and it's not good. So I still think we should be capping it at last year's number.
This year's payout for community grants was $358,000. The proposed amount for 2015 was $390,000, which is about a 9% increase. However, Finance Director Bob Newell told the council that number doesn't accurately reflect the funding formula. The council amended it to his recommended $378,000, which is $20,000 more than the current year. Councilmember Judy Zenge says she's happy that the grants will go through, even though she wasn't sure about them when the budget process began.
I've really come to see if it's a value to them. I just hope that the committee takes a closer look at just how we fund them overall and maybe look at making some changes.
A special committee deals with allocating community grants. Zenge and Councilmember Dave Kiefer talked about potentially funding a grant writer who could work with local nonprofits to find outside financial sources. The council also talked about water rates and how much to charge fish processors. Those businesses use significantly more water than any other customer, and a water rate study showed that residential customers were heavily subsidizing the processors. However, last year, the council decided to raise rates across the board by 8%, with the announced intention of doing that for 3 years in a row. At the special budget meeting, the council talked about whether to maintain that or try to phase in a different rate system that would charge processors more. Councilmember Deanne Carlson pointed out that it isn't fair to spring that on fish processors at the last minute.
In terms of the fish processors' business planning, I think that's a real injustice to them when they plan for their year ahead, thinking that they're looking at an 8% increase. And I'm sure that their budgeting and forecasting and stuff is done well before this point in the year for next year.
The council asked City Manager Carl Amelon to bring back options for water rates with more detailed numbers to the next meeting for the council to consider. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.